The panel, which consisted of representatives from the State Department of Health and the Department of Veterans Affairs, declined to recommend the three therapies they were investigating: hyperbaric oxygen therapy, cognitive rehabilitation, and resource facilitation. In their conclusion, the panel cited a lack of evidence of the therapy's effectiveness, as well as the low probability of federal reimbursement, as the reasons for not recommending a state-funded treatment program. Jim Bowerly, an advocate for hyperbaric oxygen therapy representing the Indiana Military Veterans Coalition of Indiana, was disappointed with the report, arguing that evidence he and his group provided to the panel was disregarded.
The State Department of Health, you know, indicated everything needed to be evidence-based and the best peer reviews, yet peer reviews by the top medical scientists in the world in this area, which reviewed the findings, weren't even considered.
Department of Health representatives who were on the panel declined an interview. The report also said that the VA healthcare system, while flawed, is being improved, and that veterans, quote, are largely satisfied with their VA healthcare system. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Will Healy.